You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy podcast. I'm Kate Wolfe, and today, Joe Sanegato isn't here because he is sick. We're not sure with what. He said maybe he ate something funky, but he's trying to throw up tonight so he can feel better. So,
oh, wow. Well, all the panties just dried right up.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Today, it's just me. Well, not just me.
Not just you.
I am joined by Mike Cannon.
Hey.
And Tim Rothschild.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It was supposed to be only me today.
It was supposed to. We could have you again, though.
Well,
only you.
Know, it just keeps happening like this where I just get lumped in.
I'm sorry. You're very special, Mike.
Well, thanks. I tend to agree.
And first of all, a lot of you don't know this, but Tim and Mike grew up together, right? What age did you guys meet?
Wait, did we start? I'm just kidding.
You're an asshole.
He moved into my area, Rockland County, in the fourth grade. And we weren't close friends, though, until senior year in high school.
Yeah, actually, we did have fourth grade together, though. We had Mrs. Ross.
Ross.
Tim used to wear Boss black denim jean shorts.
Really?
Yeah, I remember those really, really specific.
That was in middle school, though. In fifth grade, I wore a lot of Nike. I remember that because Luke Murray, son of Bill Murray, was had a secret vendetta with me because I was a cool kid that wore Nike all the time.
I remember what?
Jimmy, our buddy Jimmy, told me that years later.
Why would he have a vendetta? Did he not like the child labor laws that Nike employed?
No, he just was just some kind of weird jealousy thing. Nike was the cool clothes.
Here's the thing that I know.
Nike is still
from
the cool clothes.
There was some beef, some middle school beef that happened because didn't Mike like your middle school girlfriend?
Oh, look at Kate stirring it up right now.
Yeah, and, wow. Kate just playing the part of Dave Weiss with a clam perfectly.
Didn't that happen where you had a girlfriend and you thought Mike liked her and then you guys broke up and Mike started dating your girl?
And Mike did my laundry from time to time.
Wait, that's not true. First of all, in middle school, everybody dated this one girl that I watched Tim get broken up with in seventh grade. This is one of my favorite stories ever. And it was a girl that every single person had dated. And we sat in like these groups of fours, like these squares to work as, you know, with each other.
Yeah.
And so he and his girlfriend sat there and me and my friend Ashley sat here. And she was like, I don't know why she chose this moment, but she was like, Tim, it's not going to work out. We're not dating anymore. And I watched Tim look from her.
I loved her.
To me. And just start hysterically crying.
No!
In my face.
In my defense, it wasn't hysterical crying.
It was drop your head to the desk crying. It was awesome.
It wasn't like that, but I did cry because I was upset. That was my first real girlfriend.
Yeah, and then you had another girlfriend that you used to...
Wait, this is a whole other version. You left out the tears.
Childhood girlfriends are hilarious because in eighth grade, I don't think, or this might have been seventh grade, but nobody was like routinely making out yet. So when couples would make out, it was kind of a big deal. They were the grown-up couple. And so Tim and his girlfriend at the time, Amanda, would go into the stairwell and make out in between periods, and they would get like a gallery. Like, people would watch.
It was weird, yeah.
Yeah, it was real weird. But people were like, mm-hmm. They're making out. It was like a huge, like, non-touching masturbation for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's funny. I've never actually thought about that since the time. You know what I mean? That's so weird to think back at the way the whole scene was. I mean, because you knew what you're doing, and that was exciting. You know, like, you're like, fuck it. This is what, the second tongue I've ever had in my mouth?
Right.
Like, what, you know, I don't even know
it's
how to kiss it.
It's still slimy. I'm not sure what's happening.
It's just weird, man. The whole process.
Some probe way too much.
Middle school making, I remember we would have.
The amount of courage that you had to have.
I know.
We would have parties where everyone would just kind of like dry hump. Like you'd have like 10 people and they were all couples and like everyone would go off. You would just dry hump for like hours.
Yeah,
I know.
Which for me was amazing because I used to hump my couch all the time when I was little. And I was
so
like,
you love fabric.
I was like, this is like a couch built in.
That's hilarious.
So, you know, I didn't even care it was a penis.
With a hard bump in it.
Yeah.
That's not a zipper.
I was like orgasming from dry humping in middle school.
Oh, yeah. So were guys.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Especially if you got lucky enough to know you were hanging out and got to wear like athletic pants, not necessarily sweatpants.
You prepared for the dry humping.
Yeah. Everyone's like those Adidas, you know, that kind of fabric, those pants.
Yeah.
So where it still looked like you looked kind of cool, but you were ready to get your dick
There's
wet.
There's a certain amount of time. When the guys that were in that phase in middle school were also getting away with that while in strip clubs later on. There's like a few years where that actually was socially acceptable.
Well, middle school was a weird place to hook up to because on the low, I was doing way worse than that. Like, you were publicly making out with a girl, and that was like a huge deal. I was getting like blown. I got blown in the stairwell in seventh grade.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Mike always had, I'll never forget this. Like, when you just realize something big has been going on behind the scenes for a really long time, you know, like I had one of those moments with Mike when I realized that like all the girls in your class that like you'd always like possibly think about hooking up with, but they weren't cool enough or something like that. They were like right on the border. But like if you had like a healed ego, you would have been able to see the beauty of this person entirely, you know. I'd realize that Mike was in the hallways with these girls all the time. Yep. He had this underlying like this like when everyone's like going upstream, he was kind of like going like
it was the
underneath
John,
and through with like this.
It was the John
direction.
Nash mathematics thing from Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, you just figured out like this algorithm, and you just floated in that vibration of like. Like these girls are going to be really good girls later on, and they're pretty hot, and like wow, that would be, you know, he's just, it was an intelligent
move. I can't believe
move.
You were getting blown in middle school. That's...
Yeah, I was fingering girls in the stairwell in middle school. That led that went all the way into high school too. Like it, you know, we were athletes, so that, you know, not to sound like a dick, it was just a reality of the situation. It wasn't like Varsity Blues, like we were just
it's
riding
just the
top
reality of the situation.
I am like I'm barely forming sentences right now. We just smoked a little bit, so
my middle school boyfriend. I was with a guy for like a year and a half in middle school, which is a long time.
That's
for middle
forever.
School.
That's middle school.
And he's actually one of my best friends now. And but I remember he tried to get me to blow him one time at a party, and I freaked out.
How old were you?
I was like in eighth grade.
Good. That means you were parented well.
I mean, maybe.
I guess. I mean, I don't even know. Like, what leads to that kind of? I don't even know if it's bad parenting
on whose behalf.
On both behalf. That's mine too. Like, I was being somewhat like, I mean, not somewhat promiscuous. I was being just as promiscuous as they were.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I blow out my microphone too, by the way? Because my ears just stopped.
I feel like I can still hear you.
You sound great, man.
What about? This is what I think is also funny. When I first started giving hand jobs, I think I gave so many, not so many people, but like rug burn. Like it was just like, I knew nothing.
You blew it.
What were you wearing? Gloves?
No, but like I'd have rings and like, I just didn't like, I think ooh. I was just, I wasn't gripping and someone would be like, grip it. And I'd be like, I don't even know what that means. Like I didn't know.
I once had a lefty girl that did it not with the bottom of her hand going towards the body, but with the front of her hand going towards the body. Like that, like routinely, it was super weird.
You ever have a situation where you get into it and it's as though they've been doing this four times a day for the last 10 years when they're just like, they just know exactly what to do. Like it's an operation that's kind of dead inside, but perfectly dead on with what they need to do. Yeah. I don't know. Like a professional.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But there's no emotion behind it whatsoever.
Like you're having sex with a porn star
and not even a porn star. Like it's just like how I imagine sweatshops to be. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm getting that you mean emotionless, like kind of stare. Just are they staring off into space, like something bad's happening?
Either
or what's
way,
going
there's
on?
Nothing. Even regardless of where they're looking, dead in your eyes or otherwise, there's nothing behind them except execute.
It's mechanical perfection.
Yeah. Okay. And something is not there inside. So it's just.
Are you describing your own ability? Whose ability is this?
I think we lost the thread there a second. I was trying to say, have you ever encountered that? And I was trying to describe it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I have hooked up with a couple lesbians before. Well, actually, one who eventually became a lesbian. I guess she's been a lesbian the whole time, but she went along with some pee. And one girl who was just getting off a 4.5 year relationship with a girl, and I was in the right place at the right time. New Year's Eve, Nyack, New York. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Was that behind the ice cream place?
No. That was,
that was a threesome.
Yeah, I got blown by two girls I used to work with at a camp for disabled children.
It's a shift.
They were not. Yeah, am I revealing too much? This is hardcore.
No, I mean, you can say whatever you want. It's just, wow.
Well, the judgmental look on your face is making me crawl back into my body.
I was thinking, I was about to say, good for you, and then I was thinking, you know, what kind of message am I, you know.
Why not?
Because I feel like we're all like, oh, threesome, good for you.
That was actually, that might have been... That was after junior year of high school for sure. That might have been college.
I just have like a thing with threesomes now, because when I was with my ex-husband, he would try to push them on me all the time, even when pregnant. So like,
even while you were pregnant? I mean, technically, weren't you kind of having a threesome?
Yeah, exactly.
As the old joke goes.
This is weird for me.
Is it?
No, not really.
No,
I like your shirt.
Tim, I've told you that.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean? So, like, how's it? Like, so... So he wanted, I want to talk about this.
Of course.
You were pregnant, showing.
But even before I got pregnant, this was something.
Right, when but it continued while you were pregnant. Like, was it talk while you were pregnant? Like, hey, when you're all not pregnant, like, maybe we can get that threesome together?
He would even say, because I didn't really show. I was pretty skinny while I was pregnant. I didn't show till like 6 months even. So it was most, you know, I looked good still. So I guess he was just like, he just didn't drop it. I don't even know if he wanted to, or if it was just like an obsession to like talk about, just a reminder that I wasn't fulfilling him sexually all the time.
He was so dark.
No, that's what's so shitty about. Can you imagine like being with a girl even, and all she wants to bring up is getting fucked by you and another person?
Right.
Like, I'd introduce him to one of my best friends from childhood. Like, I'd be like, this is my best friend, Marissa. Like, I've known her since we were like, you know, three. I love her. And he'd be like, yo, you think like she'd be. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's Marissa. Like,
so dark.
It just ruined a lot of my.
But even like, were you leaving the door open each time? Because typically if you give a hard stop to that kind of conversation.
Oh no. I gave a lot of hard no's. But I also, you know, I like to consider myself open-minded. So even though I said a hard no, I tried to understand where it was coming from.
Right.
And like,
have you done a bit of clam bashing?
Threesome-y stuff? Like,
no, you and a girl.
Monkeys? No. I've kissed two girls, I guess, but I've never really. No.
Were you doing that when it was cool to do that?
No, I didn't.
When you went to college in the 90s?
Well, here's a story. I told you this, though. No, I did not do that. I'm not really one to do that for attention. No, so when he was pressuring for the threesome thing, our happy medium was to go to sex parties where he could be around.
This is why he felt that he could eventually, because that's a nice compromise.
Well, this was like, hey, because his whole thing was he needed to be
so dark.
Stimulated more.
Right.
Like, he needed more stimulation when it came to that. He saw just regular monogamous sex.
Is he Italian?
As vanilla. No. Maybe a little bit. So I was like, well, how about we go to an environment where there's all this weird stuff going on? I'm not going to do any swingery shit like that or any threesome stuff.
Right.
But just being in that environment can, like, you
open
know.
Open you up. Oversense.
Yeah, like maybe.
Oversensory.
Yeah, like maybe that'll do something for you. And then.
So wait. So were you. Tim, are you uncomfortable?
No.
Okay.
I'm okay.
So in these parties, people were having sex. Were these paid actors and other people were just kind of like drinking as if it's a normal party? Or was everybody getting involved, not necessarily with each other, but in voyeuristic?
Everyone's involved.
Are you wearing Eyes Wide Shut masks?
No masks. No.
Did you ever run into somebody you knew?
No.
That would be the best. Becky?
I went to two different ones. The first.
<Let's> fuck.
The first experience, a couple tried to do the swinger stuff where the girl was like, I want to have sex with your dude, and
right.
My dude wants to have sex with you. Basically, her dude wanted to have sex with me, and he made her come up to me to try to convince, whatever.
Gotcha.
And I was like, oh, no, we're not here for that. I just wanted to, like, you know, have a fun experience, you know, because it's me.
Yeah.
I want to have a fun experience and, like, you know, broaden my horizons. And she was like, oh, God. She was so pissed at me. She
really?
Was annoyed. Yeah, she was like, if you just came here to, like, see what it's like to French kiss a girl, she probably
was she attractive?
She was okay.
If she was,
she was cute.
If she was, like, an 11, like, if she was just somebody smoking hot, a celebrity perchance, mm-hmm. would you have considered it? Like, does it matter,
well, it
about
matter
the attraction
she looked,
level?
She, no, but she
oh,
wanted
yeah,
to have
She's,
sex. She wanted to have sex
right.
with Jason, and she wanted me to
look?
Have sex. It doesn't matter. He could have been the hottest guy ever. That doesn't matter.
Ryan Gosling.
Doesn't fucking matter to me. If
I
don't
do
have
Ryan Gosling.
If I don't have like an emotional attraction to someone, they might as well be the ugliest person.
I understand why she would be offended, because think about how much you have to put yourself out there to be like, hey, so saw you over there and figured, you know, I'd like to fuck your husband, and I figured you could fuck my husband. And the, you know, and you're like, no, I'm good. No, they're like, what the fuck's your deal? You know, like, you don't like me. You know,
really,
I
feel like that's pretty simple in a party.
But you go,
that's like that's or in that kind of party, that's like par for the course. That's,
it's a sex party, like
yeah.
That's what. But she was like trying to use her, so they knew that I'd never even kissed a girl before. So at first they were all like, oh my God.
Yeah, and then they're like, you won't fucking sit on my face?
Yeah, then they weren't happy about
it. What was
it.
The weirdest stuff you saw? So, like, is there, like, is there almost, what are those say? Oh yeah, the king rats. Like that's what the huge orgy of people I consider. You ever hear of king rat?
I've never heard of that.
It's when like 200 rats are joined at the tail together and it's like this swarming mass of fucking rats. It's one of the more horrific images you could possibly Google. And so
that's dark too.
I know, right?
Tim, you're so cute.
But that's what I was calling a group of people in an orgy. A king rat orgy. Was there anything like that?
Dude, no, it was actually, so the first party where the couple came up, that was called an off-premise party, where you meet the people there, but then you have to bring them to your hotel room if you want to fuck them.
Oh, that's okay? A bummer. Wait, was it like a conference room, and then you stayed in the hotel?
It was like,
in
there
the
was like a
place?
DJ and dancing. I loved it. It was mostly just dancing, and I loved dancing.
Oh, my God.
So,
all right, after this, we have to talk about rainbows.
Yeah.
100%, I actually can tell you something about them.
Anyway, and then the second party was an on-premise where people could just have sex there. And that was way more, like,
Where was that, at a house?
No, it was like a loft. They rented a huge loft in New York City.
Right.
And
yeah, what does it look like? I want the small details. This is so interesting.
So first of all, everyone dresses up. So I was in like a hot outfit. And some walking down the street, someone said to me, like, they thought I was a hooker, and I was like, this is horrible. Like, because in the back of my mind, I didn't want to be doing this. I was doing this because I was married unhappily, and I didn't feel like I was sexually satisfying him. And I'm like, you know me, like, I'm pretty,
I don't know you in this way, but sure.
Like, I'm sexually, like, you know, but I'm very, like, I don't have sex with someone unless I really like them. And, you know, so for me, it's like, someone's like, oh, you're a hooker. I'm like, what the fuck is my life right now? I hate myself, you know?
That more probably played into your insecurities than how you actually look, though. If somebody says that, they have fucking mental issues in general. Like, why would somebody say that to a woman on the street, regardless of what she's wearing?
Even
but if you were wearing like a fucking a patch over your twat, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah, well, this guy was looking for a hooker.
Oh,
that's just a fun synchronicity, guys.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I'm on the right track. Synchronicity.
That's so funny.
So anyway, so we go in, and it's like a huge loft space. But so what happened was, they were celebrating a porn star's release. She had like a porno released, and she was there. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they did this thing where they like tied her. It was like this like show. They tie her up and, you know, they're making people do things to her, and I'm just like watching, like, oh, this is kind of fun. And
a whole show. So people are gathered around.
It's like
on a 10-minute
thing. No, they just like in the center of the room. Okay. They tie her up, and like,
so I'm trying to get the visual.
They have like two
it.
Other hot girls like doing this like kissing all over her, and I'm just like watching. And then of course one of the girls looks at me and she's like, come here. And I was like, no, no, thanks. And she's like, come here. And I was like, no. They dragged me up to the girl, and they were like, do stuff to her. So I started like, it was like, honestly, that's where I felt dead in the eyes. Cause I was like all I could think was, don't look like a moron.
Oh my God. They smelled your blood.
It was
you. That was a ritualistic sacrifice. You just,
oh, that's crazy. So what happened for the rest of the party?
So then like I ran away from that, and then the party kicks off, and people, like, some people are like just boning, like people are having sex all over the place. I saw a threesome like a couple feet away from me. I definitely stared and watched.
What's
it.
The energy like in there overall?
Were
you as tuned in there as you are now? Would you say? But could you still, I feel like you were still pretty sensitive to that kind of stuff, or no? Did you have the ice walls up at that point?
Had a couple drinks. I was...
I would love to have seen Kate back then.
I know. That would have been hilarious.
Just for a second, then I'll cry it out and be talking normal.
I'll sit there and watch for a while.
Yeah, no. Can you imagine like you watching into that and me looking into some of your past shit? Like,
yeah, no. Keep going. So you're watching threesomes. Let me ask you this.
I did have sex in public at that party.
Okay. So percentage-wise, who's wearing condoms?
Not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people.
I don't think I saw a condom.
And testing was not a prerequisite.
But most people are having sex with their partners or people they already knew in the community.
It's those kinds of parties, dude. It's those kinds of parties that have the most cases of STD transmission, actually.
Oh, of course.
Upper white class.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But like for me, so we met another
just
really
dropping batches in everybody.
We
just
met another nice couple there. We met like a really cute, good looking, nice couple. And they were like, oh, we're just here to like watch. The girl was like, I don't want to kiss any girl. I don't want anyone. We're just here to sit in this environment.
Right.
And like, and I think that's kind of, it was almost,
that
I wouldn't want to do
on?
That. No, it was more, it didn't turn me on. I respected it. Cause they were just like, we want to see live porn.
Right.
Like, they were just like, this is so exciting. We get to
watch
people
fuck. How
funny
would it be if you turn to your husband, you're like, she doesn't want to kiss, and then she just bends you over and just tries to, like,
no, she meant it. She was this beautiful girl.
I know,
and
I was
she really just
was
like, I've tried kissing girls, does nothing for me. And I was like, awesome. Like, that, I felt so safe with them because like, they're young. They're just here for the experience. And, like, I was walking around almost like I could have been eating popcorn. Like, I was like, this is fucking interesting.
Yeah.
And what was your husband doing at this point?
He almost wanted to die because he knew at this moment that he had pressured me to do, like, he knew.
Oh, so he felt bad.
He started feeling really bad because he.
Cause, oh,
like,
interesting. I'd never heard that.
I didn't think so either.
All the times that you told
me
that.
He had to, like, had to try to take something because he didn't know if he would even be able to get hard. He was just like.
What a scene.
He was just he was just like, because he did.
But after that, was he walking around just bumping statues off their things with his rock?
No. So, okay.
Because if you take something in that environment, the stimulus
is crazy. It was like an herbal stimulus.
Is everybody walking around there fully erect? Is it just like a big
sex? No, most people have
their...
Most people have their clothes on or like sexy clothes on. It's just like when they start having sex, they just, you know, and people walk around and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And it was definitely... interesting. I mean, like I definitely don't regret, like I, that was interesting.
Right. I get that. Charlie Sheen used to do that with golf ball sized balls of cocaine.
Oh yeah, he used to take bong rips of it, right?
And he'd sit in his movie theater and just watch, not jerk off to, but critique, watch like a director and an artist, pornos. And Kate, I was telling you that the other day.
That's another
positive. We're on the right path today.
Yeah.
This is good.
I guess, I mean, because now I'm clearly in a different place than I was then in many ways, but there were some couples that I felt like, I don't know how I feel about it. First of all, anyone can do whatever they want, whatever's right for them.
Yeah.
The thing for me was shitty because I was definitely, that's not what I choose.
Mm-hmm.
So it was shitty for me because I felt like I was being forced. Not that he made me do it, but I definitely felt like, okay, he's letting me know every day in our relationship that he's not sexually satisfied.
Right.
And I feel the
now,
need
how did
to
he,
like.
How did he come into understanding that you felt that though? Like how? Like were you making it known? Were you like, this is uncomfortable? Wow, what's happening?
You mean at the sex party?
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't uncomfortable at the sex party.
But then you said he started feeling bad
because we were parking and he's like, I'm getting like he started getting
oh,
really
before
panicked.
He got in.
Yeah, and he was like,
the fantasy's coming to life, and he's like, I didn't want this.
Right.
Well, it was more because of me.
Like,
he's had a ton of threesomes in his past, so he. It was more me. Like, he was like, what am I doing? Like, you know, because I'm like, I'm doing it. We're going in. And he's just like, he was like, is Kate going to flip while we're in there? You know, is
right,
she just
right.
saying she's cool with this? And she started crying in the middle of a sex party.
Yeah. This is like the conversation that we have over doing mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I don't know
is
if
Kate
I want to do this
cry?
With you. I don't know if you're going to freak out in the middle of it.
And he was right. Like, I could have, like, all of a sudden started crying and be like, this isn't me. This mm-hmm. isn't me.
Yeah.
Did you witness anything like that? Were there any fights? That's fucking interesting.
No fights.
No fights at the sex party.
The community of people who were swingers
right.
are very like, they're into it. Because for them, they're like, hey, a lot of them have been married for like at least 10 years and they got bored of their person or not bored, but they want more excitement.
Right, right.
So they like just do shit to spice it up. So for me, for those people, like I don't really, I'm like, okay, that's, you guys were really open with the fact that you want to experiment.
That seems
out.
Cool with me. You know, do you think that they're, do they have a different feel about them? You know, are they like emptier or like, you know, what makes a person decide to be able to do that? I feel like if you generally fall for somebody, you're falling hard for that one person because that's
but some people
makes the most sense.
Some people kind of look at monogamy as not a realistic thing.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't exclude love. Maybe you are in love with the person, but if you're like, listen, I'm still sexually attracted to other people, you are as well. I also don't have this weird jealousy thing for some reason that's missing within me.
See, I had that. This is why I asked the question. I had that and I was cool with all that kind of stuff. I never did it, but like I knew I was cool with it because even after I'd been cheated on, it's like I got over it like immediately. It was like, whatever. I saw.
Right.
It.
You're saying you had the jealousy part, but not anymore?
The jealousy part wasn't there at all, actually. And that's when I was like a little bit more dead inside, you know? So now that like I kind of, it's not, I wouldn't say jealousy, but I wouldn't have that same kind of openness because I understand what's on the line for the relationship, you know? It takes a lot to get there. So.
But it's also could be parenting. You could be brought up that way and not necessarily have that instilled as a value.
I'm in the middle of a deprogramming process. It's been 2 years. So.
No, I know, but certain people are programmed certain ways. Do you know what I mean?
Like, there's such a range, though. I think I do think some couples, for whatever reason, they manage to get past that. Like a lot of the couples I witnessed, who knows what's going on
at
their home? But a lot of them, I feel like they both really genuinely wanted to go out and do that.
Right.
And they were fine with it. For me, it's not something I can't see myself ever wanting that for real.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like if I fell out of love with you, Tim, like I wouldn't even want to be in the relationship anymore. If I got sexually bored.
Well, I'd appreciate that. It's always nice to know where you stand.
No, I'm serious, you know? Though. Like, I wouldn't know.
No, I'm serious too.
I wouldn't be like, oh, but that's just what happens when you're with someone for 10 years. You start to get,
right.
I'd be like, oh, if this person isn't exciting me emotionally, physically, I think it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just be like, well, what can we do to make each other want to fuck each other again? I don't know.
We'll see what happens. Stay tuned, everybody.
Let me ask you this. Within that community, because I'm interested to know like what kind of people they are, is it a community that they're like, hey, Terry, hey, Chris, like, do they know each other?
Look at that dick again.
A lot of them know each other very well. So in the way I came into this.
So.
The way I came into this was, so when I first, you know, was like, okay, well, with my ex, it was like, okay, well, how can we find a happy medium here?
Mm-hmm.
I went out and found a website. It's called sexymofo.com.
Is it still
and
around?
And it's a community, I'm sure.
Yeah.
These people who started it made a shitload of money off of it. And they just have tons of, like, there's definitely at least one party a week with
okay.
this, you know, group of people. And you can meet other couples online. So it's like sometimes you could just go right to the that
So it's like a social
house.
Media
SexyMofo.com, swingers and adult dating one-step registration. Join free, no credit card required.
Very nice.
See you guys on there.
So how many of these did you go?
Only two. And then after the last one, I don't know, I guess it just wasn't... first of all, marriage didn't last very long. It
right.
wasn't a happy, harmonious marriage, mm-hmm. to say the least.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, we were always fighting. Like, I think we fought big every day. I couldn't,
yeah.
like, if we started hanging out for an hour, it's funny because I'd be like, oh, let's hang out. And then after an hour, we just didn't get along.
What do you think was being held on to, you know? What do you think, or what do you think kept you together is a different way of putting it?
Well, when I first met him, I think it was my fear of just being alone because I called off an engagement to someone I was with for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, didn't want to be alone yet. I knew mm-hmm. I had to be, but I wasn't ready. And then when I met Jason, there was something I saw in him that was like so sensitive and beautiful. And I think I held on to that. But then I did try leaving before I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. I think I broke up with him 2 times before. And we literally just got back together before I got pregnant. So I think... if I hadn't gotten pregnant.
Shane was always almost but a whisper.
Yeah. And of course, now, you know, Shane's the love of my life. And the funny thing is my ex is the best dad. Like.
Right, right.
He really
it's
is.
It's just something about your personalities. We're not compatible.
I thought you were going to say something about your personality.
Oh, about hers?
Yeah. I just going to come right through the
Well,
fat.
It's just something about your personality that yeah, it's just really difficult
like
to get to know.
Yeah. Like that just brings it out in your ex?
Oh, I understand the frustration. I understand the rage and, you know, range of emotions and how he felt like you had to stick up your ass at those sex parties. That's what he told me. He said you weren't into it and he was like totally bummed.
Hysterical. I was definitely at the sex party. At the sex party, you know, because my rule was... I'll kiss a girl if I'm into it, but I was really there just to like be in the element, and it was fine. Like
let me ask
it
you that.
Oh, it
is ecstasy
me out a
being
little.
Passed around?
No idea. That wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure there
that
were drugs going
been,
on.
Right?
I can't ever tell.
Right. Yeah. If you weren't on Molly at that party, you were a silly goose. It was like you and that other couple. That was it.
Yeah.
You were the only sober ones.
Yeah. But like, so yeah. So when we were having sex, they were having sex right next to us. So I remember looking over.
How'd she look?
She was great.
Was the guy's dick bigger than your husband's?
I don't think so. I didn't really look at it.
Good question.
Hey, you know, rapid fire. I don't know. I feel like we're talking very slowly. Is that true?
I don't feel that way.
I don't know. Mike and I are vibrating at a different level right now.
Yeah, I don't know. And also last, we just did our podcast right before this and it was pretty frantic.
Really?
Yeah, we were just jumping topic to topic like maniacs. I do enjoy this topic though. I like the idea of sex parties. It's just such a weird thing.
Well, I mean, it is, like we were saying, I think, you know, it comes down to is monogamy natural or is it forced? And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I feel like for me, I do like one-on-one relationships.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can't lie. It's like it's not programmed into us to have more than one partner. You know, that's the whole reason why, you know, you go 3 months. That's the honeymoon period because you're supposed to fall in love. There's certain hormones that are taking place. And that's why you feel the way you do. You're supposed to get in and then get out.
Right.
You know, and that's why the you know, if you read the book Sex at Dawn by Chris Ryan, it's your penis is literally designed to scoop out the semen from the previous dude that just dumped his load in her. And yeah. It's plunger. It's a plunger. So that's like, that's how dick. We're built, you know, and as we evolve, you know, we'll see.
It just falls off.
Well, that's not, I think it's interesting because, yeah, you have.
Bloggers get their way. I'm just kidding.
Keep I don't know. Going. Like, how do you feel about? Because you've been with Nicole for a long because time.
It depends on your definition of forced. If your definition of forced is any work required whatsoever, then sure, it's forced. But love, or at least long-standing love, requires a lot of compromise. requires a lot of personal and group growth. Like, if you don't grow yourself, then you stagnate, then it's going to die.
Yeah.
And also, if you're not compatible with the person initially, then of course it's going to be a forced thing.
Love comes in many colors.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
everything from rage to peace.
It does. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I get the angriest at my girlfriend because I probably love her the most out of everybody. So if that was like a sign of things not working, then I guess we force the happiness that comes after. But, you know, all the work comes from learning how to deal with certain situations and learning how to understand what they mean through certain shit and what you mean. And if you communicate, it probably will work.
You guys still have sex a decent amount.
Yeah, I love sex. It's fun.
But, like, do you find it hard to be with one girl all the time?
No. She's the best I've ever had, and I would like to continue being inside of her.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
I thought that was
with
sweet.
My meat dick. No, I don't know. You know, we're very compatible in that way as well. Like, our personalities sometimes, it's not 100% match.
It's
but
fiery.
But our sex life is a 100% match. So that's...
You have a penis, she has a vagina.
It certainly does. It fits.
It's not just that, you know. I know, but I'm saying, like, because, well, obviously, shut up, Tim.
Let's break it down.
No, but it's true, because there are certain people that you... even hug, you can hug and you feel like, oh, this body doesn't feel that right next to mine. Like, yeah. You know, it like doesn't feel like a component, where there's certain people you hug and you have sex with that you're like, wow, that weirdly fits. Like, that's our bodies, whether they're good or bad, it doesn't matter. They fit together.
A match.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific body type?
I don't know if I have a specific body type, but my girlfriend's is my specific body type. Like, I love everything about her body. Yeah. I mean, my body fucking sucks right now. But, you know, it's...
Yeah, you've got a great bit about that right now.
Yeah, but, I got a decent swirl.
Yeah. You ever see that? I was telling Kate this the other day, that YouTube video, not YouTube, that link that people, you know how you used to have like lemonparty.org, you know, where you click the link and it's just like three old guys having a threesome or something?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
I used to set that meatspin.com.
Yeah, so meatspin, I think, is the one I'm talking about, when the counter is going off in the corner. So it's like,
And it's just
counting.
Yeah, swirling.
You realize you've seen 8 full rotations.
Yeah.
I don't even remember why I brought that up.
Because I said I got to
ask Tim some questions.
Okay.
So... So, like, okay, first of all, I would love to talk about the time that you got punched. Wait, what happened? Not the punch in the face, but no. Didn't you wake up? You had been knocked out.
Oh, I could talk about that.
By a girl?
Yeah, I was in a phase. It was right when I was actually doing, right before I started doing stand up, like the 4 straight times.
I know this story.
And I had visited a girl in Philadelphia. Well, I'd gone to a buddy's place for a bachelor party, and it was one of those crazy weekends when I was in like the darkest of times. I just broke up with my girlfriend at the time, and it was a bad breakup. So literally that morning, I'm driving to Philadelphia for a bachelor party with all my ex-frat guys, and I was king frat guy, you know? And so I was coming back,
king,
you know?
Rat.
Same shit, man. And so... We end up doing like 2 straight days of bar crawls. It was rough. Like, didn't sleep, you know? And I ended up picking up like anybody that crossed my path, you know? Anybody that entered my local energy field. Yeah. And I'd like, number, come, I'll visit you next week, you know? And then I actually did. Then I would actually do that. And so I'm back in Philly, and I remember this girl's a bartender there, and I just remember like just seeing like so much darkness in her eyes, like from the moment that I saw her. And she had like this pit bull that was just so muscular. It was a killing machine. Like, she didn't tell me that like she had this dog like until I was like walking in there. And I live in New York at the time, so right. I'm staying the night, and there's supposed to be like a snowstorm, so I'm in there for a while. Like, I don't know anything about her except I wake up with a napkin, check out her social media, and see how good looking she is. I'm like, all right, here we go, right? So we go out, hit the bars, and within like 2 minutes, she's off with her friends that she knows at the local bars because she's like a townie.
Right.
And she's just not talking to me at all, right? And I'm not having that. So I literally just walk to another bar. I just don't even tell her. I just walk to another bar. And so I'm like, I'm not playing this game. I meet some of my buddies out there in Philly. And near the end of the night, she's like, oh my God, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm just coming right around the corner. So we met, went back. I was like, oh, two power moves, and both of us just disregarded it. I go back to her place. She rips off all of her clothes, and I'm like, this is terrific. You know, she's got like the tattoos and stuff. She's like that kind of bartender.
She
looked
like the pit bull.
And she's the pit bull's in the other room too. Probably, by the way, freaking out, scratching, barking, like ready to rip my heart out.
Oh my God.
And so I hop on the bed with her, and she hits me. And I'm like,
hit?
I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, like,
what kind of hit?
Like a open hand hit to the side of the head. To the side of the half head, half face, ear, you know, right in the ear. And I was like, you know, like, I haven't told this story in a long time. I'm like, ow, fuck, you know, like, seriously, like, that hurt. And then she like hits me again. She's like, hit me, you know? And I'm like, fine, you know? So I slapped her, you know?
Yeah.
And she hit, and then last thing I remember is her slamming me in the throat, and then I went out. And then I woke up like 6 hours later in her bed with her pit bull sitting next to me on the bed. I could hear her in the living room.
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm just collecting my thoughts.
Are you naked?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Love that the pit bull's next to
you. Yeah, the pit bull's just watching me sleep. He's literally right next to me, sitting next to me.
Did you pet him when you woke up? Or what?
You bet.
Yeah.
We actually bonded for a while because I was in there trying to collect my thoughts. And like, it was such a down, tough time. Like, don't get me wrong. It was a lot of fun, but like, I did a lot of dangerous stuff, and I would never go back there in a second.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But it's funny to talk about now.
Oh my God.
Well, that's why when I'm talking about the sex part, you're like, so dark, so dark. I'm like, so Tim, tell me about the time.
Yeah, you really nailed it with that story.
Yeah.
She's like, tell me about this.
So what ended up happening?
Oh, was this dark for you?
I woke up and there was a major snowstorm, and I had to stay in Philadelphia. So I ended up walking out into the living room, and she was like, hey. And I was like, hi. I'm going to get out of here.
That's
cool?
Did you say anything like, so you?
No. Mm-mm. Just, hey. Okay, so I'm going to go.
You didn't even say, did you use my penis after I went to sleep?
I didn't have one question for her. I didn't have one question. So I walked out. She went into the other room. I quickly went into the fridge and took some of her pot butter that she was bragging about the night before. Then I left.
Oh, and, my God.
I went to my buddy's place down the street. And that's, I think, two of those bits, two bits that I was doing that during the couple weeks that I was doing stand-up are from that weekend, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is wild. Good stuff.
Yeah, dude, I got a bunch of those. You know, you just have to ask the question and remind me. Otherwise,
I know.
I'll never remember.
I do, too. That's the same way. I'm like, people are like, oh, tell us a story. And I'm like, I have no stories whatsoever. And then if you prompt me something, I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, wow, I'm just a granola. Like, I'm nothing. Like, and then you ask me a question. I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm insane.
Well, I mean, yeah, like sharing the sex party thing, it was uncomfortable because I feel like I'm so different. But not even to look down on that. I'm just kind of like, I don't...
Don't judge yourself.
Yeah.
Who cares? It took that to get to you.
Yeah.
So who cares? It was part of the movement, man.
It's part of the journey.
Yeah, like
I really didn't feel that. Like, being there didn't... I'm still happy I went. It was such an interesting
right.
Yeah, it's like going to the zoo.
Yeah.
No, seriously. The human zoo. Well, I said, I'm like, how could I ever now go to a regular bar? Like, I'm just like...
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Like, regular bars must be for like...
Dude, you ever,
I've never thought about it. That's kind of trippy. Like, it's like, obviously, the bars are out in the open. All the good stuff is subtle and invisible and shit.
Dude, you ever smoke some pot, go in a bar, stand in the corner, wow, and be like, wow, we are just fucking elephants at a watering hole. Like, this is no different.
I'd miss what you said, going to a bar.
You ever smoke some pot, go in a bar, stand in a corner, and be like, look at us, just milling about, desperate for connection, but if somebody comes up to us, we can't handle it.
Yeah, just sitting there, and it's like an afternoon happy hour,
yeah,
and there's guys all around the bar, but everyone's two or three bar seats.
Oh my god, that happened
one
to us last week.
Yes, this is, yeah, what I was picturing in my head. We went to Bailey's to meet a buddy of ours, and it was just,
it looked like Moe's Tavern in The Simpsons. Just
really?
Fucking dead-faced middle-aged, yeah, men that just didn't want to go home to their wives.
It
felt like everybody needed like the biggest hug, and
yeah,
it's not your fault.
Oh my god,
but
glaring at our youth. Like, we walked in with like, yeah, a smile on our face, ready to get a drink for like the first time that week, and these guys are 16 deep at 4:30 because they just can't stand life.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was like, wow, yeah, this is where life dies.
I feel like I should say namaste for them or something.
Namaste. They won't feel it.
Yeah. Well, the sex party thing, in, you know, contrast to the bars, because I feel like more people would go to sex parties if they could. You have to have a girl with you.
Yeah.
So a guy can't just
yeah, imagine if that yeah, wasn't the rule.
So that's why,
but what
you don't
if like
have
a guy
kind of
didn't have a girl?
That's what I mean. Just,
oh,
nine,
yeah,
five guys, ugh, and just two girls just getting demolished.
And she has to be attractive, so they can deny. They're not going to deny. If a girl's hot, doesn't matter what guy she's with.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how a guy, so a lot of these guys are, that's just like, true, they convince a girl, or maybe they even
pay a girl.
What if
the girl just starts banging out jokes and she's got the best personality?
Oh my god, dude, were you at the party? Were you?
And they're like, all right, you can, yeah. Wow, she's awesome.
Speaking of sex parties, were you at the party? Did I bring you to that party with the girls that I worked with at the summer camp? And I was supposed to hook up with one, but then I ended up almost trying to have sex with a girl on the steps. It was another girl I worked with, and the girl that I came there to visit.
Can I say the name of the camp?
No, don't okay, actually.
Does it begin with a
CV?
Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah. So whatever. So I'm there. I work with both of them, and we get to like talking, and I'm having a better time with the other one, and the other one is pulling the old talk to a townie move, where she's not really paying attention to me. So yeah, I go into the house with her, and this girl pulls me down on top of her on the steps in the middle of this party. She's wearing a dress, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, is this going to happen? She's unbuckling my pants, and I'm like, I guess I'm going to fuck this girl on the stairs. I guess that's what's going to happen. I'm like, I'm not going to say no. And so all of a sudden, I'm like about to, and I feel a bottom of a shoe slam onto my back and my ass, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I look back, and it's the girl I was supposed to visit with, like,
oh,
combat
man,
boots on. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck? She's like, got out. So I go to leave. Somehow, I end up on the side of the house with the girl I almost had sex with on the stairs, almost having sex with her on the side of the house. And all of a sudden, I feel another combat boot smash me in the back. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's so brutal.
Imagine. Dude,
unbelievable. Twice. Just busted
there
up. Yeah, just got blasted by some chick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that when you left?
Yeah, I think I ended up pulling my friend Timmy out of the house and was like, all right, fuck it. This is, you know, we got to go, I think. And she's like, you do have to go. And I think that girl ended up, whatever. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a weird thing. Have you ever had this? And this is, I'm being very honest about sex right now. It's making me uncomfortable. But have you ever had this? Girls, for some reason, in high school, late high school and post high school, came to me to teach them how to give blowjobs. Like, they wanted to practice on my dick. Like, that happened
Are you kidding?
No, that happened with like five or six girls.
Do you think that, yeah, that's definitely something that you're putting out there. You know, again, that was your energy. Like, you had
friendly
this, like,
guy, pretty nice.
Yeah, you had
won't
this
judge
thing, this niche. You had a couple, yeah, of those things that you really soaked up. You know what I mean? It's just
that,
like,
never happened to you though?
No, I had my own thing, you,
yeah,
know? And you had yours, and I remember just always watching it, you know, as like an artist, you know? There's like, no, that's Mike's thing. Nobody can do that because that's Mike's thing, and
weren't
you got
you
that.
With, I thought you have been with Nicole.
Yeah, we've been on and off though since we were kids.
Okay.
Like, there's been a 4 to 5 year stretch where we weren't together, but sprinkled into that stretch, we would come back to each other and hook
Does
up.
Does she get jealous, like, hearing about this stuff, or is she pretty cool about it?
I don't think so. She knows everything, so I don't think she gets jealous, and I know, you know, everything, I suppose, of her. I have really no interest in hearing about her, you know, past sex. Doesn't bother me. I just
don't want to hear about it.
No, I don't care. Yeah, and it, you know, I'm not like one of those guys. I'm like, so how big was his dick? How did he fuck you? Was it better than me?
Jesus.
I don't care. Yeah,
just
I know.
Torturing yourself.
Oh my God. I know guys like that.
Yes,
hardcore.
Me too.
And I'm just like, I have no interest. As long as you're with me right now,
I don't know if I've ever been with a guy.
It's so psycho and attachy. Like it's like this sick.
Or it's just insecure. It's not like,
if there is a guy like that, you're giving the girl no choice but to be like, no, you were the best. You're the biggest.
I'd rather that come out organically.
My ex-husband saying to
just
me,
just know who you are. Meditate and figure it out.
My ex-husband said to me, he was like, every other girl said I had the biggest dick.
Right.
He would ask things like that. And I was honest.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, every other girl said I was the biggest. And I'd be like, then, oh, well, they were lying.
Or you mean bitch. You should have been like, well, then your percentage is good. No. Most of the girls haven't seen a bigger
dick. No, because if he's being an asshole about it,
right.
I'm going to be like, no, they're lying because they just wanted to please you. And
right.
If you're asking the question in the first,
ooh,
that'd be like me
ask?
Saying to you, am I the tightest? Who gives a fuck?
This is what I always answer with.
I'm not. Most, I've had a baby.
Yeah. No, your shit is split the fuck open.
This is how I say it. The most fuckable. So it's like, do I look fat? I'm like, the most fuckable.
Do I look
this way? Am I this way? Whatever. It doesn't matter as long as you're the most fuckable because
that's
really
been
when
your
it comes
line
down to it.
Through
no,
for a while.
I figured it out for you when we were swimming at Pine Meadows Lake in Harriman State Park. Remember
why?
When
did I look fat that day?
No, I think I jumped in the water and I was in such a state of bliss that I channeled divine energy and it gave me that excuse for everything at this point because it's true also. So it defends itself.
Yeah.
All right.
It makes
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's it.
No, I was absorbing it. I was thinking about it.
Oh, I know,
yeah,
but
swimming with
podcasts
angels.
Require audio.
Yeah, whatever.
And you're driving this bitch.
Okay, so, no, well, yeah, because I was going back to that day. I felt like I was, like, not...
Just had the craziest dream. You're driving.
Anyway, that day, I wasn't feeling as thin. And I remember saying, I was like, do I look fat? And he was like, or something, and you're like,
I looked over,
look
St. Michael was like, tell her she looks fuckable. I was like, thank
he's
you, St. Michael.
With his fucking rock hard boner in his hand instead of his sword.
Yeah, that is how you always answer whenever I'm like, how do I look? Fuckable. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not like that. That sounds like, I'm like, fuckable, now bend over.
Right.
I'm like, when it comes down to it, that's what you want, right? That's what you look.
Tim doesn't like it when I have a lot of cleavage out.
Why?
It's not
just
maybe
giving the wrong
mostly,
message to infants.
No, it's probably just post-traumatic stress from previous relationships.
Because I don't dress at all like.
No, she's great. You're great.
You dress like a real hussy. On
she's been dressing. She's been actually dressing like a black sorceress lately.
Not today.
She just has these high boots and like this leather pants and then this jacket and then like just a couple like big hanging necklace and then a couple other necklaces all with like sacred geometry or like witchcraft type symbols. You know of like
right.
You know, the dark arts. And she just like walks out. She's like, how do I look? I'm like a sorceress. Fantastic. Like, let's go.
Fuck. What was that movie?
She's
trying
reading
to grab
tarot
it.
In the bars.
Is that right?
I've been reading tarot at comedy clubs a little bit.
Nicole's been trying to get into that.
Oh, well, did you hear? We're going to go over with Shane to Mike's. I'll do some tarot with Nicole and you, Shane and Mike.
We'll smoke a blunt.
No yes. Smoking in front of Shane. You can go smoke somewhere else and then hang
what?
With Shane. You can't smoke with Shane.
Why? We'll start one of those new viral videos.
I was smoking with Shane just a few hours ago.
Anyway.
Michael Shane.
Yeah, Mike's middle name is Shane.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the cleavage thing. No, I guess it's post-traumatic because some of his exes would flaunt the titties.
Flaunt it.
That's actually not where I wanted to go with that.
That doesn't bother me, though.
It just makes the day a little bit more difficult because it's just the more attraction, you know, where energy flows, where attention goes. And I don't, you know, I'm just... You know, I've seen it. You know, if you wear something like that, it attracts it. I think that's like...
Well, especially...
It's like
also,
a bead of honey.
But also you being a giant meathead attracts it as well. Like, you add to the attraction. Because I know other meathead type guys that attract that. But if I've ever been with a girl who's dressing flashy, it doesn't typically get to that point. Like, I don't know. For some reason, nobody's approached me and been like, yo, fuck you, that's your girl. Like, I don't know. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah, bump into it a lot.
I walked into a comedy club. I won't mention the comic's name, but I walked in and I had a comic lick the side of my face and then go, tell your dude.
That was Ricky Velez. Yeah. I'm not trying to hide anything.
he goes, tell him. And I was like, I'm going to go get this
I'm
going to
go
my
say
face.
It on a podcast.
Yeah. But no, I mean,
I don't know
how
to react to that. That's... That's weird.
But when I told Tim, he was like, what'd you say? You're like, why do people do that?
Yeah,
like, they almost want to start with him or something.
I'm like, God, why are you doing this to me always?
That's true.
I've known Ricky for years.
But also, when I used to get drunk, I used to, like, for when I first started getting drunk, I used to come at Tim every single time. Do you remember?
Everybody did. Video games were three on one.
But mostly me. Physically, especially. When I got drunk, you slammed me and broke, like, three phones of mine because I just would come up to you. And Tim would, well, also, when you were a wrestling coach, you would just constantly try to yoke me up.
I can turn it off.
And that's when I first resorted to straight up punch in the face. Yeah. First response. Every time Tim tried to grab me, I'd punch him in the face.
Really?
I think that's my phone going off.
Oh. We're actually going to wrap it up. No?
We never wrap it up.
Oh! Mike Cannon!
Great.
All right.
You can finish if you want.
I wonder if anybody's still listening to this.
Well, first of all, Tim, where can they find you?
That was good timing as I was taking a drink of water. Email me at thelibertymen@gmail.com or Talk Center America Mondays at 10 p.m. It's call-in radio meets TV. We're doing awesome stuff there. It's called The Lantern, shining light in dark places, guiding you to truth.
And if you want to call, if you do want to call on Tim's show, it's 10 Eastern Standard Time, but go to Skype and you can go to Talk Center America.
Thanks.
Very nice.
He always picks me up.
Every Thursday, this is Mike, by the way. Sorry for anything I made you feel uncomfortable about this episode. I'm very in my head about it right now. But every Thursday, watch the Weed News on YouTube. It's also at theweednews.com. It's on my Twitter at I am Mike Cannon. We talk about current event news about weed, and we do product reviews and like weird videos and shit like that. It's pretty fun. And Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, check out their podcast. Check out their podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, the website is a goddamn nightmare. Just listen to the podcast. And, you know, the latest one is good.
And if you guys want to email me, because Joe never checks it, it's invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. Twitter.
That's the longest address of all time.
I know. The other shit was taken. Twitter, the Kate Wolf. And
IOPpodcast.com was taken.
It was taken.
What?
I swear to God.
Wow. All right.
Anyway, or maybe I'm lying there. Maybe that one wasn't.
Really?
I don't know.
And you didn't check?
Can you guys just let me plug my fucking shit? I have a Talk Center America show called Call Kate, and I actually had 3 podcast listeners come on, and I appreciate it. So shout outs to Cindy, Mick, and Jessica. Thank you guys so much for calling in. If you guys would like to call in, it's this Monday at 9 Eastern Standard. Please call in. It's I'll answer your questions about love, sex, and relationships. Joe might actually be the expert helping me answer your guys' questions.
Nice. Talk about the sex potties.
So you guys can talk to him live. So call in.
Talk to him live. That's how you plug your show.
Whatever.
So you can talk and see Joe.
No, you know what? You guys are going to miss it because I think he's coming on. And by the time you hear this, you'll have missed it. So I'll just plug it through Twitter. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, you guys.